And now, a warrior for the Word of God and the Constitution of the United States, a Marine Corps veteran, a Harvard-trained attorney, Bishop of the Called Churches, and founder and president of STAND, staying true to America's national destiny, the voice of the awakening, your host, Bishop E.W. Jackson.
And I am he. Great to be with you again today. I have to tell you folks that I have barely been able to hold down my food watching these pontificating pundits trying to impeach a legitimately elected president with their over-the-top rhetoric about him being a danger and a threat to the Constitution and a tyrant and a despot. And folks, you know what? They need to change their name to the Demagogic Party, because these people have become a bunch of demagogues. They really have. It's just ridiculous. Look, I'm a freedom-loving person, and I know that you all are too. If I thought for one moment that President Trump was a threat to our liberty, I'd be against him. President Trump is no threat to our liberty. I mean, who are they kidding? They're the threat to our liberty, because they're the ones who want government to control everything and everybody and everything you say and everything you think. And they're the ones who are trying to exercise totalitarian control over the American people. If they pass that Equality Act, if they pass that Fairness for All Act, if they would be able to do that, folks, you can kiss your freedom goodbye until the Supreme Court, maybe the Supreme Court would hear it and roll it back and say that the legislation is unconstitutional. But basically, they're going to inhibit your religious liberty. They're going to inhibit your freedom of speech. They're going to inhibit just about everything you can do. Of course, they carve out in this Fairness for All Act, they carve out an exception for churches. But I guarantee you that exception only has to do with worship. While you're worshiping, you may worship without feeling you have to adhere to the edicts that we issue in the form of legislation about everybody being forced to accept abortion, accept homosexuality, whether you like it or not. Otherwise, you're a hater and a bigot. You hate women, you hate homosexuals, and so forth. Folks, you can kiss goodbye the Bill of Rights, because they've got a different vision for this country. So, and they're pointing the finger at President Trump. You kidding me? Oh, wow. Folks, it can be very, very hard. I mean, calling the president a tyrant and a despot. Oh, Lord, help us. And I mean it just that way, folks. Lord, help us. Because, folks, some of these people have just gone off the deep end. I'm your host, E.W. Jackson, here on The Awakening on American Family Radio. And don't forget, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a colleague, tell a relative, tell everybody you know that they can tune in and listen to our programming live streamed on AFR.net. I was just telling a friend about that. She was asking me, well, what radio stations are you on? And I said, well, I'm on radio stations near you. I said, but you can also live stream on AFR.net. You just go to AFR.net, hit live stream, and if it's the hours while I'm on, you will hear me. I will be there live and in person. And of course, don't forget, we're going to send out an announcement about this anyway. I hope that all of you are signed up to hear from me by email. If you aren't, just send your contact information to ewj@standamerica.us and say, I want to be on your list, and I'll add you to our list, and you can get our emails. But we're going to be sending out an announcement about the podcast, so that everybody who is in any way associated with me, with my organization, will know how to listen to the programs after they have aired, just as easily as you can while you can't listen to them before they've aired, but you can certainly listen to them after they've aired just as easily as you can while they are airing. Don't forget, my Facebook page is E.W. Jackson SR. You find a lot of good stuff on there, too. We're posting pretty much every day. And let's see, what else do I need you to know? Our website is standamerica.us, standamerica.us. Check that out. I think you'll find that very interesting. We've also got a new website that went up just a couple weeks ago called standagainstcommunism.com, standagainstcommunism.com. You can check that one out, too. And let's see. Oh, and I should have mentioned this on Friday, but you know what? I'll wait until Friday to get into that. What I really want to get into immediately, and by the way, the number is 888-589-8840, because I really want you to call me, because we've got to talk about it. Folks, you know, I actually believe in what would you call it? Mass hysteria. In other words, in a kind of mental illness taking over people as a group. So, well, how can you believe that? Well, that's what a cult is, isn't it? Isn't a cult a kind of mass hypnosis, a kind of mass mental illness shared by everybody in the group? And, you know, I'm convinced of this, folks. I'm serious. I'm not trying to be a talk show host and be, you know, exaggerate for effect. I really believe that the left has become a cult. They become a cult. They are hypnotized. They are blinded by the lies of the devil. And they really think they're reflecting reality. They really think that what they're doing is achieving something. And, you know, people can believe bizarre things under a kind of mass mental delusion and be absolutely convinced that what they're doing is right. And let me give you a perfect example of this kind of cultic behavior outside the realm of politics, and I'll give you an example in politics. But because I happen to have relatives who've been associated with Jehovah's Witnesses, I'm sure you know one of the Jehovah's Witnesses' beliefs is that if your child is injured or otherwise ill and requires a blood transfusion, if you give a child or you give anyone, adult or child, but I'm thinking of children to sort of not only to dramatize the situation, but because this has happened on numerous occasions, there have been court cases about this very thing. If you give the child a blood transfusion, you condemn the child to hell. And therefore, you are better off to let the child die than to give the child a blood transfusion. Now, folks, I don't know how many of you out there are familiar enough with the Watchtower Society to know that that's what they believe. But I can tell you on good authority, I know that is exactly what they believe. And many children have died as a result of that belief. There have been some, I think there were one or two cases went all the way to the Supreme Court to determine that they did not have a right to, in effect, pronounce a death sentence on their child on the basis of a blood transfusion sending the child to hell. I mean, if you want to go to hell, if you want to die because you, as an adult, you don't want to have a blood transfusion, okay, all right. Look, I mean, stupid, crazy, but, you know, yeah, I guess you got the right to make that choice probably. But you don't have the right to kill a child based on that. But they actually believe that. Now that's bizarre. It's ridiculous. First of all, if Christ Jesus said, if you confess your sin, I'll forgive you of your sin and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Now, having a blood transfusion is not a sin, but even if you were stupid enough to believe it is, he said he'll forgive you for your sins. So you mean to tell me he wouldn't forgive a child for having a blood transfusion when the child is ill? Now, having a blood transfusion is not a sin. I'm just using that as an example. You understand? Okay. But folks, so when we come back, I want to give you some political examples to show you how the left is really behaving like a cult now. Back in a moment.
This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson. You know, we live in a world where context and perspective seem to be missing. In sports, we hear that a particular player is a GOAT, greatest of all time. Dismal futurists predict the end of the world as we know it. People have been losing perspective for some time, so it's not surprising that it surfaced in many of the impeachment hearings. Representative Ken Buck tried to put some of the testimony in perspective when he asked law professor Jonathan Turley to apply the proposed impeachment standard to other presidents. For example, would it apply to when Lyndon Johnson directed the CIA to spy on his presidential opponent? Would it apply when Franklin Roosevelt directed the IRS to conduct audits on his political enemies? How about when President Kennedy directed his brother, the Attorney General Robert Kennedy, to deport one of his mistresses as an East German spy? How about the statement by law professor Michael Gerhardt that President Trump's conduct was worse than the misconduct of any prior president? No, it wasn't, as David Harsanyi details in his recent column. In addition to the examples already mentioned, he adds that two presidents, John Adams and Abraham Lincoln, suspended habeas corpus. Andrew Jackson ignored courts and laws and used his power to ethnically cleanse lands that he had a financial interest in. Roosevelt signed an executive order that interned 120,000 Japanese Americans. The list of presidential misconduct is long, and citing it isn't meant to justify anything this president or recent presidents might have done. But what is lacking is any perspective. The broad, sweeping statements are made without any context. Sadly, they can often get away with this because so many Americans don't know their history. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Take Kirby and the Point of View team with you on the go with the Point of View app. Search for Point of View Radio at the Apple or Google Play stores.
I feel so hopeless. Hopeless.
Is there any hope? I just feel like there's no hope at all.
Is there any hope?
Get hope.
Sometimes we get so tired we just lose hope.
That's TWR President Lauren Libby.
Hope in life itself. A guy named Elijah experienced that kind of bone-crushing tiredness. He'd been in conflict with a political leader and his wife. In fact, the conflict was so bad that Elijah gave up hope for life itself. In the midst of all that, he sensed a small voice talking to him saying, "There are people who share your same values and feel the same way you do, and I know who they are." In other words, don't lose hope. Jesus still does that today. As we tell him about our seemingly impossible situations in which there is no hope, he can still speak to us with a small voice, giving perspective and hope.
Need more hope? We have resources waiting for you, including a free devotional. You'll find them at GetHopeRadio.com. That's GetHopeRadio.com.
Brian Fisher here. Coming soon, Christmas movies about homosexuality on the Hallmark Channel. Things go badly wrong for the Democrats on impeachment. What's happening with the polls at Fox News? A self-identified Republican says the president is not even human. The economy continues to roar, and conservatives are banned from the comedy club. Next on Focal Point.
Back to The Awakening with Bishop E.W. Jackson on American Family Radio.
And we're back. And to me, cultish behavior is believing things as part of some sort of mass hypnosis or mass delusion that have nothing to do with reality, that have nothing to do with facts, that have nothing to do with truth. I mean, it's just like, remember the Heaven's Gate cult? They convinced people that the passing, I think, of Halley's Comet was their spaceship to the next dimension, and that in order to get on the spaceship, you simply had to kill yourself. Remember that? That's mass delusion. It's insanity. Well, here's what I said, and there are political instances to show this. Well, here's what Maxine Waters had to say about the president's relationship with Russia. Now, this is what she said out of her own mouth. You know, folks, when you hear stuff like this, well, let me not get ahead of myself. She says, "I believe, even though I don't have the facts to prove it." Now, wait a minute, okay? That's the opening line. "I believe, even though I don't have facts to prove it, that Putin wanted to elect President Trump, and I believe Trump agreed. I will always believe this, that he agreed that if he got elected, he would lift the sanctions on Russia. I don't have any facts to prove it, but I believe it." Folks, I think most Democrats believe that craziness. Even though we spent, what, I think the last number I heard was $35 million and 2 years investigating the president's relationship with Russia and Putin and found absolutely, do you remember what Mueller said? I find no evidence that any American colluded with Russia for any kind of assistance in the election. But you know what Maxine Waters says? I don't have any facts to prove it, but I still believe it. And they were believing that, therefore, Mueller was going to come out with this stunning, devastating, impeachment-generating report that would just absolutely drive Donald Trump from office. And you know what they got? A big, fat zero, zilch, nada, nothing. But I still believe it. I mean, folks, that's cultish behavior. That is cultish behavior. I mean, and look, and you could go on and on and on down the line, this whole impeachment hearing, the way they've conducted this thing. Absolute denial. Remember, in the early stages, secret meetings to which Republicans weren't invited, secret depositions that to this day, Republicans still can't get access to some of the evidence that is in writing because Adam Schiff won't give them access to it. And then, wait a minute, they turn around and point the finger at the president as somehow in violation of the law, in violation of the Constitution, and they're the ones who are doing it? You know, all right, some people may criticize this, but you'll get the point because I'm making a broader point. It's like David Koresh holed up in his Waco compound. And by the way, and I don't support what happened to those folks either, so let me just make that clear. But holed up in his compound with accusations of child abuse having taken place, which I think probably are true. But here again, that doesn't mean that everybody should have been burned alive. And I don't think that was the intention, but that's the way it ended up. And I think that that Janet Reno, she just botched that horribly. She should have been fired for it as far as I'm concerned. These people were wrong, no doubt about it. But still, we in America, we don't burn people alive because they're wrong, right? But it would be like David Koresh saying, well, I don't have anything to do with what's going on. No, you do have a lot to do with what's going on, right? I mean, you can't say it's all their fault. Well, no, it's not all their fault. It's not all their fault because this man's running around telling people he is Jesus Christ. And therefore, he can have whatever he wants with whomever he wants, whenever he wants, and that the end is coming and we got to be prepared to fight it out and all of it. I mean, he set the stage for this mess, even though I still believe that the FBI botched it terribly because he was crazy didn't mean they had to act crazy. But my point is, he couldn't see anybody else's. I mean, he couldn't see his own behavior. He could only point the finger at others. Now, in this case, I think the FBI was culpable. The president has not done anything. I've said this before. Oh, in fact, American Thinker article just released today written by me and Jerome Corsi. It's entitled "Stalinist Impeachment Show Trial." Check it out at American Thinker. American Thinker. My understanding is getting quite a few comments too. It just was released this morning. I think there's about 50 comments on it already. But my point is, Adam Schiff. We are completely innocent. Oh, the fact that I lied about what the president said. Oh, that doesn't mean anything. The fact that I hold secret hearings. That doesn't mean anything. The fact that the president doesn't get a chance to confront his accusers. That doesn't mean anything. The fact that I rule every comment pretty much that Republicans want to make to question the committee's proper rule of order. That doesn't mean anything. I mean, Adam Schiff is one big barrel of unconstitutional behavior. He's got the nerve to point his finger at the president? I mean, but look, what do cults say? We're all right, and the rest of you are all wrong. Everybody's wrong. Except us, of course. The 63 million Americans who voted for President Trump, they're wrong. The people out there who still support President Trump, they're wrong. The Republicans who want to participate in this process to try to make it fair, they're wrong. And the idea that the president has a right to know who it was who accused him in the first place, he's wrong. Folks, it's cultish behavior. And I say it, it's mass mental illness. It's mass mental delusion. You know, I had somebody call me one time, and I won't, of course, name names or anything like this. This happened a lot of years ago, but I will never forget the moment. Somebody I knew called me, right? And they said to me, Bishop Jackson, I've got a problem. And I said, really? What's the problem? They said, you know what? Suddenly, I'm serious, folks. This is exactly what would happen. This is suddenly, everybody I know seems to have lost their minds. I said, what? I said, I'm serious, Bishop Jackson. Everybody I know seems to have lost their minds. I said, what do you mean? I said, well, they don't seem to understand a word that I'm saying. They all seem to be out to get me suddenly. And you know, I'm the only one who is seeing things for what they really are. I'm serious, folks. I'm not making it up. So of course, having listened to this for about 5-10 minutes, I then said, well, brother, I said, have you considered that it might not be everybody else, it might be you? You know what he said? Oh, no, Bishop Jackson. It's definitely everybody else. Now, folks, I'm not making fun of mental illness. I'm really not. That story, every time I think about it, I do chuckle a little bit, although as it turned out, the person was, at that point, had a mental break, okay? And I realized that in the conversation, but it took me a while to figure out what was really going on, because I didn't know whether it was some kind of joke or, and I knew the individual, but it took me by surprise. But yeah, when I said, could it be you? Oh no, Bishop Jackson, it's definitely everybody. Well, that's Adam Schiff, folks. That's Adam Schiff. No disrespect meant to people who are mentally ill, but that's Adam Schiff. Oh, no. It's the 63 million Americans who voted for Donald Trump. Oh, no. It's all the Republicans. Oh, no. You know. It's everybody else who doesn't see what we see. And folks, this is nuts. It really is. I mean, it's sad. I think what they ought to do is bring some, well, really, what they really need to do is bring some born-again, anointed men and women of God in there to pray for these folks and cast out these devils. But short of that, because they wouldn't even believe that anyway, what they need to do is get some psychiatrists in there and start sitting these people down and doing some very, very intensive therapy with them and trying to get them to come back to reality. Because they've completely lost touch with reality. Now that's the truth. They've completely lost in the same way that people in cults have lost touch with reality. The number is 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. When we come back, I want to hear your thoughts about what's going on in Congress right now. I got a couple of other things I'll mention to you. 888-589-8840. We got open lines. We'll be back in a moment.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
In the book of Matthew, 6th chapter, there's some words that go like this that our Lord spoke. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Let the day's own trouble be sufficient for the day. Abraham Lincoln and some of his friends were once forced to do some traveling during a very rainy season. They'd crossed many small streams, and the water was high and fast in all of them. After a long day of facing streams that nearly washed them away, they came to a lodge where they spent the night. Sitting around the fire that night, the men were talking about how high the streams were and how fast the water was flowing. Then someone brought up the fact that the very next day the group would be forced to cross Fox River. Now, Fox River was very difficult to cross even when the water was low. And if it was up in comparison to the other streams, it'd be nearly impossible to cross. As they sat around and talked, many expressed the thought that Fox River would be uncrossable. Since they had a date to keep, it was important to the traveling group that they not be delayed on their journey. For some time that night, the group sat around discussing the river and the awful possibilities that would be open to them when it came time to cross it. Following some discussion of the river, someone noticed that there was a Methodist preacher spending the night in the lodge who traveled the territory quite often, who was very familiar with Fox River. One of the group asked the preacher about Fox River and how he managed to cope with it when the water was high. "Preacher, you've been listening to us talk about Fox River. Do you have any special way of getting across that river? Any rules to follow that might help us?" a member of the group asked. "Well, now that you ask," replied the preacher, "I do have one fixed rule about the river. I've crossed it many times, and I know it's a mighty problem to get across sometimes, but I've solved the problem with just one rule." "What's your secret, preacher? Have you got a special place to cross?" "Nope, haven't got a special place to cross. I always cross it where everyone else crosses it," he says. "Then you must have a float put back nearby to help you cross it," one of the group stated. "Nope, haven't got a float put back. Just never did have the time to build one for the occasion and didn't have the money to buy one," said the preacher. "But you said you had a rule about crossing that river," one of the Lincoln group blurted out. "If you haven't got a special place to cross or a float to cross on, then tell us what your rule about crossing the river is." "Well, sir," said the preacher, "I've crossed Fox River many times, but I've learned never to cross it till I reach it." And with that, the preacher rolled over and went to sleep. You know, it's a pretty good rule to follow.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.
Back to The Awakening with Bishop E.W. Jackson on American Family Radio.
The number is 888-589-8840. Let me just mention one other thing, and then you can comment on this, on the whole impeachment debacle. This whole West Point thing, have you all followed this? That suddenly the hand gestures of the cadets now are supposed to be a hand gesture of white supremacy. You know, here again, folks, we're dealing with mass delusion by the left. It's like a cult. And they are in Never Never Land. They really are. I mean, this is paranoid delusion now. These cadets weren't involved in some sort of secret white supremacy symbol. Give me a break. All they were doing was some kind of circle game. I don't know the ins and outs of it, but please, you know, what you really want to say to people, you know, get over yourself. I mean, what is wrong with these people? These kids are graduating. Leave them alone. Oh, no. They're sending racial signals. Oh. And I think if some radical leftist racial group that came up with that, and somebody ought to tell them, no, you're the one who's sending all the racial signals. Not them. You. All right, folks, let's go to your calls. Let's see. We've got in Louisiana, Autry. Welcome, Autry. Autry, do I have you? Okay, there we go.
Yeah, Bishop. I just waited. First of all, God bless you, brother. Listen to you often. I appreciate your spirit in the Lord and your boldness to proclaim the word of God. And thank you for that, brother. I really do.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
That. The problem is, brother, that these people are lost. They don't know Jesus. Yep. The God of this world has blinded their eyes. They can't see because their minds are in total darkness. And what you said was right. We need to pray. We need to pray for not only those who are lost like that, but we need to pray for our nation, because what we really need here is revival. Because there is no logical explanation for people to speak the way that they speak and say the things that they say when they know they're wrong. You know, and so everybody can see it. And so if you know the Lord, if you see what the Spirit of God, you can definitely understand what's happening. And that's what needs to happen. We need to pray for these people and pray for our nation that God, in his graciousness, will open their eyes and they may see the glorious light of Jesus Christ. That's the only thing that's going to change.
Amen. Well, Autry, I could not have said it better. You're absolutely right. The word says the God of this world has blinded their eyes lest they should see the gospel of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And you're right. They are in complete denial of Jesus Christ. They're into Marxism now, atheism, secularism. They're obstructing every Christian thing they can. They don't want God mentioned. They don't want prayer offered. You're right. They've gone completely godless. And, of course, when you go godless, you go stupid and you go wicked and you go evil. So you're right. And you become like a cult. You believe all kinds of crazy things that nobody in their right mind ought to believe. But frankly, you're not in your right mind when you're without Jesus Christ. Let's go to Lewis in Texas. Lewis, welcome.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Bishop, for taking my call. I really appreciate that.
Thank
Love
you
your
for
program.
Calling. Thank
Love
you.
Your program. Listen, I just wanted to share this with you. I think this whole impeachment thing is a smokescreen. I think what the Democrats are really going to be doing is ballot robbing. I think that's where they're going to try to get us. I think they're going to try to be manipulating what's happening at the ballot, the counts, and people who's voting. I think that's where we're really going to have to watch. And I like what you said about them being a cult, you know, but I call them tares. You remember the parable of the wheats and the tares?
Oh, yes.
I think the tares have finally grown up, and now they're raising up their hands so that at the time of the harvest, the angels won't have to work hard. They'll know exactly who they are.
Right.
I'll let you get back. Thanks for taking my
All
call.
All right. Thank you, Lewis. Thank you. They won't have to look hard for them. They'll be right there with their hands up raised. Okay. Well, that just goes to show how crazy they've become, because if you're doing wrong, you don't want your hands up raised. You want to be low, and you want to have stealth. You know, when Jesus comes back, of course, there's not going to be any hiding by anybody when he comes back for each of us individually, when he comes back for his church as a whole, he comes back to judge the world. There's not going to be any hiding. But you're right. The Bible does speak of people who are proud of their evil, and they want to teach others to do so. And that seems to be where we are right now with this stuff that's coming out of the left. Okay, let's go to Greg in Tennessee. Greg, welcome.
Hello, Bishop Jackson. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you, Greg.
I just wanted to say, since they're using opinion to impeach our president, I want a new word instituted, and we're going to call it the OPEH. OPE for abbreviation of opinion. And since we invoked Andy of Mayberry, I think Schiff should be Barney. They look a lot alike. And Nadler can be Otis.
Okay. Listen, Greg, call again, because we don't have a really good signal with you, and we're having a hard time. I think I caught a little bit of what you're saying, and it was intended to be funny. And I'm sorry we weren't able to quite get it, because your signal was a bit garbled there. But we appreciate the call. Let's go to Darian in Texas. Darian, welcome.
How you doing, Bishop?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm doing good. All right. I want to know, the Christians, since we're Christians, and the left controls the media, the school education, how are we supposed to get our voice across? Because I talked to my little brother and sister who are in school right now, 13 and 15. They don't know much about politics, but when I talk to them, they are socialists. They want to vote Bernie Sanders, and they believe in climate change. So how do we change that as the minority's voice?
Well, Darren, listen, you ask, I think, the most profound question that we face. I think, look, I don't think there is a universal, holistic answer that takes care of the whole country other than the outpouring of God's Spirit and an awakening and a revival in the nation. But I think what we as individuals can do is, I think we just have to educate people. I think when somebody says, particularly if they've got any kind of Christian background, and they start talking about climate change, I mean, the first thing I would say to them is, do you think that God did not anticipate the use of fossil fuels? Do you think that he made the earth so fragile that by driving cars and burning fuel, we're going to destroy the planet? And do you think that God's plan for mankind, which the Bible announces, is going to somehow be subverted because we're in a climate change situation? In other words, Jesus is going to come back and say, you know what? I came back to judge them, but my goodness gracious, climate change got them first. I mean, it's just really silly. As far as socialism is concerned, I always go right to its fruits. Socialism, which is really nothing but another form of Marxism and communism, has killed more people than any other ideology that has ever been introduced in the earth. 65 million Chinese, depending on the count, I mean, 20 million in Ukraine, probably in Russia, another 25 million, so maybe 50 million by Stalin. Remember that Hitler was a socialist. Hitler is responsible for probably 50 million dead because he started World War II. How many people? We don't know how many people Castro killed. We don't know how many Pol Pot killed. We know about 2 million, I think, in Vietnam. And you just start going down the numbers. Look at Venezuela right now. Everywhere socialism has been tried, it ends up in mass starvation, chaos, and genocide. Mass imprisonments and tortures of people trying to get them to go along with the utopia. So I just lay out those facts and tell them, look, it may sound good, oh, freedom, equality. But you know what? The Soviet Union called itself a free and independent nation. There was nothing free about it. Nobody in the Soviet Union was free. So we just have to give them the facts and pray that the Lord will open their eyes, because sometimes this stuff is not about education. It's about indoctrination. Let's go to Eddie of Oklahoma. Eddie, welcome.
Hey, Bishop. How are you doing today?
I'm great, Eddie. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's kind of wild that I'm driving on the road. My computer died today, so I'm headed somewhere to get it fixed. But anyway, I just wanted to say that we are dealing with a spiritual war, you know. And the thing is, every Christian needs to get on his knees and pray that these people, that God will touch their heart and open their eyes to exactly what they're doing, because they are being misled. And I know that some of these people are possessed by the devil. Because the reason I'm saying that is because I have met two women that were possessed, and I saw some incredible things that I...
Okay, all right. Well, Eddie, we got to go. One of those women was Nancy Pelosi, was it? Just asking. Back in a moment.
Many of your neighbors, I might even say most, are afflicted with abuse and addiction.
Dr. Rosaria Butterfield on Focus on the Family Minute.
And that means that as noble as your invitation, you know, Tuesday night at 7 might be, quite frankly, many of your neighbors do not know if they're going to be sober or safe that particular Tuesday. But, you know, if it's regular, one of those weeks, they will be ready. And so we turn it in this way, and it's a known reality. And we've had neighbors say, wow, is this some strange ritual you do? I don't care what you call it. But we're going to go there. And the reason is because we've just talked about heavy things. We've just talked about important things. And now we want Jesus to enter this conversation.
Hear more encouragement from Dr. Butterfield about opening your home to your neighbors at FamilyMinute.org.
AFR's own J.J. Jasper is a morning on-air personality, author, comedian, Christian, and family man. J.J.'s also a keynote speaker at banquets, men's ministry events, pregnancy center fundraisers, and more. Here's what others are saying.
Hi, this is Nancy Wesling, Executive Director of the Pregnancy Care Clinic in Salem, Illinois. J.J.'s helped us set a record for the most funds raised at our banquet.
Information on J.J.'s availability to speak at your event is at jjjasper.com.
News with a Christian perspective. American Family News.
Steve Jordahl reports.
Dan Gaynor of Media Research Center says
CNN has become a political network.
Top-notch reporting.
Open Doors has identified the countries where it is most dangerous and difficult to be a Christian. AFN's Bill Bumpus has more.
As it has in the past several years, the report shows a dramatic increase in the persecution of Christians.
Insightful coverage. American Family News.
The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Such comfort. And yet, can you imagine having never read those words for yourself? Hi, it's Michael Woolworth with Bible League International, and we've been engaging the world with God's Word for more than 80 years for $5 a Bible. You know, there are Christians in Asia, Africa, Europe, Latin America, and the Middle East who've never held a Bible in their own hands because of corrupt governments that oppress, majority religions that persecute, and other conditions related to living remotely and in extreme poverty. Some of these new believers, they memorize long stretches of Scripture, while others cherish the Word they heard preached on Sunday until they can gather again. They long for God's Word to hold in their hands and to cherish in their hearts as they grow in His grace and knowledge. Details on how you can be involved are at sendbiblesnow.com. That's sendbiblesnow.com or by calling Bible League at 800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD.
Back to the Awakening with Bishop E.W. Jackson on American Family Radio.
Now, the last caller said that he met two women who were demon-possessed. And I asked whether one of them was Nancy Pelosi. He didn't say that one of them was Nancy Pelosi. I just asked. Because, of course, she immediately came to mind when he talked about a woman being demon-possessed. But that was just me. That's why I affectionately refer to them as Demoncrats, because often they act that way. But on a more serious note, you know, yes, we do need to pray for their eyes to be open. We need to pray for their hearts to be open. And I'm very serious about that. But you know what we also need to pray for? We need to pray for confusion in their ranks so that they cannot carry out the nefarious plans that they have for this country. And I'm also very serious about that. You know, God did that sometime. Remember? There's one instance where an army was coming against the children of Israel, and God so confused them that they ended up turning on each other and killing each other. I'm not suggesting that the Democrats kill each other, folks, okay, because they'll say that that's exactly what I'm implying. No, no, no. But I am saying we should pray that they would kill their own plans, that their plans would be destroyed, that their ability to carry out their intentions for this country would be destroyed. That, for example, we got a governor right now here in Virginia my understanding is he's threatened to call the National Guard out to deal with any Virginians who won't turn in their guns. I mean, to call the National Guard out for the people of this state? That's, folks, I mean, he said he would definitely send law enforcement around to collect everybody's guns. So, I mean, that's the state that we're in. So, Lord, may they be so confused. May they so turn on each other and be incapable of cooperating that their plans for our people here in the United States of America would fail utterly, just fail utterly, and expose them for the real totalitarian monsters that they are who want to control our people, as opposed to assuring what the Constitution provides, that that the freedom of our people is secure. All right, let's go to Jason in Texas. Jason, welcome. Jason, you're on.
Hey, Brother Jackson. Good talking to you. I love listening to you every day. I just want to call and tell you my way of fighting back. I've used my truck as my own personal billboard because I didn't know a lot of things that I know today. So I know there's a lot of lost people out there that don't know your station. So I got American Family Radio on here.
Oh, wow. Thank
Jesus.
You.
I got 89.3 KSBJ, 100.7 The Word. That's some Christian stations around here. I have Hillary for prison. Got to have Hillary for prison. That's the other demon-possessed lady he was probably talking about.
Right.
I stand for my flag and kneel and pray for my country. Vote jobs, not mobs. Trump 2020. Hashtag walk away. Liars. CNN. Very fake news. We elected Trump to build big walls. No border. No country. What else we got over here?
Wow.
Pro-God, pro-life, pro-gun, pro-America, anti-lying, leaking, lost-minded liberals. Thank you, President Trump, for the crumbs to help me buy my new truck. One America News Network, your nation, your news. So I got my two-flag poles sticking out of the back of my truck, my Texas flag, my American flag.
Okay.
Extremely deplorable, extremely right-wing. I got my Texas flag with... I got my American flag with the blue stripe through it, represent law enforcement. I got
this
is my safe space. I got a safe full of guns. That's my safe space. and I also got my hunting terrorist hunting permit. It expires 2099.
All right, Jason. I tell you, you've got to send me a picture of that truck. I want to post that on my Facebook page. I love everything that you shared with me. That sounds like a lot of fun to drive around in, and that must generate a lot of conversation from time to time. So, Jason, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate that. God bless you. Let's go to Clark in Georgia. Clark, welcome.
Hey, brother. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Man, thanks for taking my call, brother. Hey, if you ever get down to Georgia, man, you make sure you look me up because I'd be proud to shake your hand, brother, another Christian.
Thank you, Clark. Thank you. Next time I'm coming down that way, I'll announce it and see if you and I can't connect.
Hey, what I was calling about was that little thing you're talking about, a white power symbol. My son and him, they were in high school. Him and all his little buddies used to do that. They would do it, and they would hold it way down by their thigh. And if you look down, when the kids look down, they would hit them. And I always thought that was the stupidest thing I'd ever seen, the way they done that. And I'm like, you know, y'all can get something better than this. I mean, this is what y'all learned in school. But probably
it's just some kind of game that kids do. I mean,
I think the Asian guys are. I think that's what they're doing. Because, see, it showed one of them punch one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what they're doing. I think it's just one of them kids' games that they're playing. Because, I mean, really, those guys, they're still kids. They're in college, you know?
Of course. But look, the left will exploit any little thing they can put their hands on, anything they can. And here again, it's like a cult. Anything they can use to try to manipulate and control and indoctrinate people and have people scared. Like, for example, this girl, Greta Lundgren, I think is her name, who Time magazine said was the person of the year. You know, she said, I want everybody to be afraid. I want everybody to panic. I want everybody to spend every day in fear the same way I do. What? Yikes. I mean, that's what they're selling? And yes, that is exactly what they're selling. Fear, paranoia, anger, hatred, bitterness. They don't accuse us of being haters. No, we're not. We love our country. We love God. And they won't give us credit. We love them because we know how misguided they are and how they're headed toward the path of self-destruction. And we want to help them to get off that path and get on a path toward life. But they won't give us credit for that. But they're the ones who are really full of hatred and bitterness and anger and looking for anything they can to keep people divided. But thanks for the call, Clark. Let's go to Carrie in Tennessee. Carrie, welcome.
Hey, Bishop.
Hey.
How are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
Yes, sir. First of all, I just want to thank you so very much for your stance with God and your truth that you tell every day and your faith. I can feel it, you know, it's heartfelt. I was wanting to remind everybody, you was talking about the Democrats being as an occult for the people who are doing all this. And you're absolutely spot on. What was it, 2012, I believe, the Democrat convention, they kicked God out.
Yep.
They booed God. I mean, that, what more do you need? And I love what you said about praying for their confusion, because I have been praying, Lord, please open their eyes, blind them so they can see, whatever you have to do. But I think maybe your own point right there is the confusion part. Just let them just run all over each other. That's all I, you know, I feel like they've already been turned into a retrobate mind, you know. I don't know what else to do. You know, I pray for our president and our country and y'all and my family and every day. But
thank
I just
you,
don't see these people turning. They don't believe in God. They won't believe. They have to believe. They just refuse it. So I think maybe I'm going to change my prayer to what you said, just to confuse them. And
there you go. Thank you, Carrie. Yeah, we're not praying for them to be harmed. We're not praying for them to kill themselves, hurt themselves. We're just praying that, because, you know, we often talk about this. We say how unified they are, how together they are. Well, maybe it's time we ask God to stop them from being so unified and so together. Remember what God did at the Tower of Babel? Remember, he confused their language so that they could not carry out their idolatrous intents. And maybe it's time for a prayer that God would turn them into the Tower of Babel and so confuse them that they cannot carry out their idolatrous intent. So, but thanks for the call, Terry. We've got Doris in Ohio. Doris, welcome.
Hi there. I am honored to be able to speak to you, and thank you for all of your service. I'm the mother of two Marines.
Yes.
And I know what Marines can go through. Hell and high water doesn't stop them or slow them down. And what we're going through now, I wish every American in this country would turn into a brave Marine, stand true and tall for the American values, for the Constitution, and I don't know how to get that going in our young people. I'm now, my one Marine served 30 years and retired and was named Marine of the Year.
Wow.
Marine Veteran of the Year in 2017. And this year at Marine Corps Ball on November 9th down at Camp Lejeune was inducted into the Marine Corps Hall of Fame for her work on the Museum of the Marine. I'm the sister of five brothers who served in Air Force and Army. Three of them served during Vietnam. One flew the big Chinook in Vietnam.
Well, Doris, I hate to do this, but listen, thank you. Thank your family for their service. We've come to the end of the program, and that's ending it on a good note, Doris, because I believe every person who served in the military, Marine Corps or other, should take seriously the oath to the Constitution of the United States that we've taken and stand up for that Constitution like we never have before. So God bless you, Doris. God bless all of you. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for your prayers, and thanks for your expressions of support. I really do appreciate it. And remember, we, like all Marines, there's no quit in us. We cannot be defeated if we will not quit, because we are on God's side.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.